Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Wednesday. It's the Brett Mega Show. How's everyone doing today? How are you, Hannah?
I'm good. I'm really glad Brett texted me this morning and was like, the sky is so cool. I thought, like, sometimes I never know if we see the same part of the sky, but we did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sometimes I'll be like, oh, it's stormed over here. And you're like, huh?
That's fair. But yeah, like, because I'm heading in over the, like, towards this radio studio, it looked absolutely gorgeous out today. Yesterday was so nice, too. We had built the sandbox, the epic sandbox.
Oh, you
got to play in the sandbox. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. And we even ate outside yesterday for dinner because it was so nice.
Wow.
I'm just trying to soak it up. I mean, I feel like spring hasn't been here. Like, spring, like, never got the text message or the old school snail mail invitation in RSVP or what?
Yeah, I had heard a wives' tale that if it rains on Easter, it'll rain the next 6 weeks or the next
really?
6 weekends.
I heard that too.
You've heard that before?
Mm-hmm. It's so far been pretty true.
Yeah, jeez.
Well, dang. When was Easter though? Easter was only 3 weeks ago. We got three more weeks of this?
Yep. Unfortunately.
Oh, man, I hope your wise tales.
At the beginning of the week, it showed that next week was going to be really sunny, but now it's showing rain again.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kept happening. Like, every time it like says it's going to be sunny and looks like it's going to be good, and then it all of a sudden is not. So, yeah, hopefully spring gets the message, text message, phone calls, whatever you need to do, FaceTime them.
Get a roof for that sandbox.
I know, literally.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Just watch it get rain on my sandbox.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Well, as Conclave gets underway to find a new pope to replace Pope Francis, one of his final wishes is being granted. The Vatican announced one of Pope Francis's Pope Mobiles is being transformed into a mobile health clinic for kids in the Gaza Strip.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah. Now, this vehicle actually was in Gaza, and it was used by the late pontiff during his 2014 visit to the Holy Land. They're going to equip it with rapid infection tests, vaccines, diagnostic tools, suture kits, and it will be staffed by medical personnel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Pope Mobile was that big. See it and you realize it, but like it, being on the turn, like on the go, basically a mobile hospital is so impressive. And what a cool way to keep your legacy alive.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so cool too. I mean, there's a lot of variety of different Pope Mobiles, and each one that the Pope uses in different countries is still available for the new pontiff. But this one becoming a medical center for the Gaza kids is just really, really cool. And what a way to keep giving back, especially during this time that we're going to find out who the new pope's going to be in possibly the next couple of days.
They say, it usually takes only just a few days. Like the last couple have been, it's taken 4 days. You just wait for that smoke signals. The good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Get back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis Zoo debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. They actually surveyed a bunch of people, and 86% of people said they would tell their coworker if they had bad breath. Would you say it to your coworker? Oh my God, you have bad breath. 86% of people said they would. Hannah?
I think that's a lie. I'm like one of the most transparent people ever, but that is something I wouldn't even say.
I don't think you would say it either. 86% seem crazy. Kevin?
I think you might say it in a way, wow, what did you eat?
What did you eat?
Think about it.
That is just as offensive.
We call Hannah out all the time when she brings her tuna thing.
It's ground turkey. Do you think that's me smelling bad?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, it's like I associate that with you now.
Right? Yeah. Yes, yes.
He's backing down now.
But I would assume that if you eat that turkey thing, your breath will smell. So
as he looked away, he's like, okay, he's part of the 86%.
Guess what? I brought it back today.
And now Kevin has something to say about your breath.
I'm just saying, you may want to stay over that side of the room.
I'm not saying anything. There's no way.
I was going to say, people say they would say something. No one, we know Hannah has bad breath. Kevin just pointed it out.
Guys, this is not even funny.
And no one says anything. Realistically, especially the word coworker, how close are you to your coworker that you can smell their breath? If it's like someone's leaning over your desk or something happens really quickly, this isn't going to affect your life for more than a minute, and then you just move like, oh, that sucks for them. See ya, and you never have to worry about that bad breath again.
I don't know. I worked with somebody who once told a coworker, "How much perfume do you have?" They could smell your body because if you died, they would smell the body on you. So, like, literally told her that.
I do think, but
I bet I know who said that.
I do think the cologne though or perfume is different than bad breath. Again,
for sure, because bad breath is so personal. Yeah.
I do feel like for some reason it feels personal, but it's also, to me, it's like you have to deal with that bad smelling perfume. Like, it's in the air. The bad breath is only bothers you for a few seconds, and then you're just like, all right,
that's
someone else's
point.
Problem. Sucks for their husband or wife, whatever, you know? Or Hannah.
I hate you guys.
I love how all three of us said we probably wouldn't tell anyone except for Hannah. We'll let Hannah know right now. You have bad breath.
Stop.
Now she's going to look at that turkey thing. She's going to eat it. Just look at it.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll just read off some headlines. We know you're busy, so you're like, okay, cool. Tell me what everything that people are talking about in the next 2 minutes, so I'm updated. Anna, you'd either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Google has figured out the top questions kids Google about adults.
Oh, I love this. Kids are brutally honest, so I wonder what they're asking.
Why are adults so mean?
Oh,
Why are adults so stupid?
Also a good question.
And my favorite question, and legit, why are adults so tired? Top three questions kids Google.
All super valid questions. Yeah, why are these even as an adult myself, yes. I still wonder.
Why am I so tired? You, kid, you. I am so tired because of you. That is the answer. Google just says you. Just points it at him. Guinness World Record for the tallest and smallest dogs that met up on a play date.
Cute. Yes, I want to hear it.
Reginald. He's a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho. He is the size of a small horse. And Pearl, who is a 4-year-old Chihuahua from Florida, is the size of an apple. They met up and had a play date together.
Oh, wow.
An apple-sized dog.
I hope they got along.
And a small horse had a play date together.
I feel like their names really fit them well.
Yeah, right?
Reginald, I would never mess with someone named that.
A lady's meth-smoking raccoon got her busted for drugs.
Okay, yeah, gotta take that one.
So she gets pulled over, and she's this crazy lady who has a raccoon as a pet in her car.
Hey, that's already, I'm pretty sure, illegal.
So the cop's like, what is this, your pet raccoon? She's like, yeah, it's my pet raccoon. And the raccoon just gives no F. So the raccoon just hits the meth pally right in front of the cop.
Wow.
And he's like,
knew how to smoke meth?
I think he was going to play with it. But yeah, he grabbed the meth pipe, and he puts it up.
What a narc.
And they're like, is the raccoon got the meth pipe? And she's like, yeah, it's his rotation.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, totally got busted from meth. She got arrested all because of that raccoon.
Man.
Yeah, he did not care.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Tracy, are you ready to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, you're about to find out. All right, Hannah, get on out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Hannah's leaving the room. Tracy, you're about to find out if you can beat Hannah at 5 pop culture questions. When Hannah's out of the room, she can't hear the questions or you attempt to answer them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tracy, I'm sure you were locked in at the Met Gala. Who announced she was pregnant with baby number 3 at the Met Gala?
I do not know.
Okay. Any guesses?
No.
No, okay.
I shouldn't have probably tried to beat her at this because I work all the time. So.
All right. I like your honesty. Which artist had a historic free concert in Rio de Janeiro drawing an estimated 2.5 million fans? She is a lady.
It can't be Lady Gaga.
It is Lady Gaga. Wow. All right, Tracy. Even though you work all the time, you are locked in. Okay. What award show is happening in country music Thursday?
Oh, I don't even. I don't know the country music awards.
The country music awards. Close. Who is Juliet's love interest?
Oh my God, I do not know.
This one, you know.
Yeah, Tracy, take a deep breath. Juliet, who's her love interest?
Oh, Romeo. Okay.
There you go.
Tracy
Sorry,
was just.
I'm a little tired.
It's okay. And then who is the founder of Apple? You were just talking about how you work a pretty intense job.
Jobs.
I literally just got off work of working 5 days shifts in a row.
So you had a lot of jobs. Like, you had a lot of jobs.
You were doing
to do.
A lot of jobs, Tracy.
No.
Okay.
That's okay.
2 out of 5. The answer to that question was Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs.
Oh, God. Okay, I wouldn't have got that.
That's okay. He founded Apple. We'll see if Hannah gets any of these and if Hannah's been working overnights. One song away, okay, Tracy?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room. Tracy played Hannah's homeschool, kind of, sort of. Tracy is freaking exhausted, okay?
Okay.
She is tired.
Get that.
Tell everyone you're tired, Tracy.
I mean, I am. I don't really sleep much.
Tracy got 2 out of 5 roughly correct.
Okay.
Hannah's got to get at least 2 out of 5. At the Met Gala, who announced they were pregnant with baby number 3?
Miss Rihanna.
Which artist performed a historic free concert drawing an estimated 2.5 million people?
Lady Gaga.
What award show is happening in country music on Thursday?
CMAs?
No, ACMs.
Oh,
reverse.
Whatever. Same letters, just a little jumbled.
Who is Juliet's love interest?
Romeo.
And who founded Apple? We talked about this yesterday on the show.
Steve Jobs. Really?
4 out of 5.
I'm so surprised I got that.
Nice jobs.
Tracy, you didn't beat Hannah. It's okay. You're tired. You deserve more sleep. All right, but you got to say this is Tracy. I got schooled by Hannah.
My name is Tracy, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
We got to give you the Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can get this one right. 30% of us admit we've done this at work. What is 30% of us done at work, Hannah?
Not that I've done this, but I think 30% of us have stolen something.
Ooh. No, you have. You have done this. You steal stuff all the time. You're a biggest thief.
Whether it's a mug, whether it's a pen, whether it's a snack, you know.
Okay.
Not speaking from experience, but
I thought about that too. Yeah, you know.
You thought about Hannah?
Yeah. Well, no, I thought about stealing something, either, you know, like printing stuff off in the printer that you're not supposed to print off, you know, because it's not your paper. But if that's already taken, I'll say it's going into the other gender's bathroom.
30% of it. Yeah. We've all been in each other's bathrooms.
Yes, we have.
So you're like, wow, that seems weird, but all of us have been in each other's bathrooms before.
Either by mistake or, you know, because they think it's cleaner or more comfortable.
Do you know, that is a good move. You should go to the women's room because it's probably cleaner. Like, because the guy's bathroom
not all
here
the time.
Is filthy.
Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, you'd be surprised what goes down in there.
Do you have an answer, AB?
I'm going to say falling asleep.
Falling asleep. Ooh. Good answer. 30% of us have done this at work. What is it? That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
We got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 30% of people said they have done this at work. What do people have done at work?
I guess none of us got it right.
No.
Oh, dang. Okay. let's see. Brittany and Caden think 30% of people have met their spouse at work.
Ooh. Good guess.
Lydia and Dad say steal someone's lunch. Teacher Jen says that AB was close, but it's not that you fall asleep, but it's that you take a nap. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
Big Mama says stolen someone's food.
No.
Forgetting to check in or out or clock in or out.
It is go through people's emails.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, 30% of people at work someone left their email up.
Yep, and they've gone through it.
Gone through it. Kevin, yep, you leave your email
that's
up around
psycho.
Here.
Yep.
Even I haven't thought
one
of
that. One of our really? Coworkers does that. Yes, has done that before. Yes.
Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. I'll tell you off air.
Ooh, tea.
Mega Minds.
What is your nickname, and how did you get it? 314-531-9898. I actually think it's cool when people have nicknames, like everyone just calls them something, and there's usually a story behind it. My dad has like a really cool nickname. Like, I don't have one. Like, everyone calls him Rocky, and it sounds that's like a cool. badass name. Like, mm-hmm. oh, he even like introduces himself to people. Like, when he introduced himself to you guys, when you guys met him, he was like, call me Rocky. But like, it sounds like he's like Rocky Balboa, but it's because his dad used to rock him to sleep. So it's like a cute baby story, but it does sound like he's just like badass Rocky
Balboa.
Oh,
he told me he was a fighter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it does sound like it's a badass story. Yep. Sometimes they're badass and you love them and they're because it's cool and it has a cool nickname. Or sometimes you end up hating your nickname and Hannah has a nickname that she hates.
Yeah, so I recently have been hanging out with one of my girlfriend's like college friends and we've been going out together the past couple weekends. And for some reason, that friend group calls me Handrew.
Handrew?
Yes. And I don't know why. Every time I ask, they just laugh.
Really? Like, they have like an inside story on you?
And I, like, I'm not close with an Andrew. I don't really know a ton of Andrews. So I don't know why that's a correlation of some sort. Like, there's not even an Andrew in the group.
So it's just like a Hannah? That they turn into an Andrew, like a Handrew.
Yes. And so that's what they call me. And like, legit, that's how
that's the worst.
They know me, oh, yeah. is that.
That and is a terrible nickname, too.
Yeah, Andrew. And I don't right. even get an explanation either. But like, the more I'm like, guys, I hate it, the more they say it. And so oh, now yeah. it's just stuck.
You're an easy person to egg on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hannah's Handrew yeah. over here is the Handrew. Worst. We can easily. Now we're going to start calling you Handrew.
No!
This is going to catch on. Like, everywhere
no,
Handrew
no,
goes.
No.
Yes.
Like, when you guys, like, have, like, things at Westport and stuff like that, be like, oh, yeah. AB and Handrew is going to be mm-hmm. getting in there.
I don't even know why I brought this on the air.
Remember when that voice guy said that Ab was going to be on the air?
Yeah.
We should call AB Ab more.
Now it's Handrew and Ab.
Anyone else? Do you have a nickname, Kevin?
The only thing I can think of is back in high school, they used to call me Bergie because my last
name is
Berghoff.
That's cute.
Yeah, Bergie's a cute one. We should call Kevin Bergie.
And when I played
more.
Football, I guess in the 70s, there was a player that played for the Philadelphia Eagles called Bill Bergie, and that's kind of what the nickname was. But that's about it. That's the only thing I can think
that's
of.
That's cute.
It's way better than what my son's friends call him for his nickname.
Wasn't he getting called?
Is it FCC appropriate?
I don't know if it's FCC
no,
appropriate.
No, I think they were, right? They were making, well, they meant it in a cute
they
way.
They meant
but
it in a cute way, but any, they call them sugar boobs.
Oh, sugar boobs. I forgot about the sugar boobs nickname.
And, you know, you're like, I mean, I guess he's comfortable with it, and they've got other names for the other guys in their group. So I'm like, man, that's just not a, that's a tough
you sign on to Fortnite, and you have to go against sugar boobs. You know what's up.
Right.
I wouldn't want to mess with that.
Do you have a nickname? How did you get it? Do you love it? Or absolutely hate it. Like, my dad loves it. Introduces himself by his nickname. Or are you like Handrew over here?
Stop!
314-531-9898. I mean, Handrew does have a good tone. Handrew.
Gosh!
It is a nickname that Hannah hates. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a nickname that you absolutely hate? Or, man, you just got a nickname that you're just like, I love it. Everyone calls me by it. 314-531-9898. Handrew, what happened over there?
Well, I'm just dying at some of these nicknames coming in off the text line. One of them says, my friend's nickname was Mulch. Someone said she looks like she ate mulch when she was a kid, and it's a nickname that just stuck.
What does that even mean?
Yeah. What does someone who eats mulch look like?
I don't know, but I would not like that nickname.
All right, well, do you want to be called Handrew or Mulch? You get to decide.
Probably Mulch, honestly.
Jen can relate to your Handrew nickname. Jen, what do people call you?
So my first name is Jennifer, and my aunt always told me that I was a pain in the butt, so she called me Heinifer.
Heinifer, oh, like a Heine.
Oh, okay.
Man. That
I thought
kind of cute,
I thought you
though.
Were going to be called Jendrew.
No, just a combining of an interesting name. I think that's cute. I like Heinifer way better than Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in this together, I guess.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you so much for the call, Heinifer. Connie, what's your nickname?
It is not me. It's my sister. When she was little, she could not say her first name, which is Christine. So she called herself Teet-teen, which is T-E-E-T. T-E-E-T.
So you're like stressing this just so you know. Yeah. I'm not saying this on the radio.
Yeah, right.
FCC, she spelt it, okay?
Right.
So we all call her Teet. And it is Aunt Teet. It is. I don't call her by her first name. I am 57 years old, and she is 61. And my kids call her Aunt Teet. All my friends call her Teet. That is a name that has stuck with her all of her life.
There
and
are
now
people,
we all are going to call her Teet.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
There are people that
until
like,
the FCC
no one even,
shuts us down.
Yeah, no one even knows their name. They just go by their nickname.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah,
like,
that's it.
You know what the whole ID thing that's happening, you know? Like, you got to go get an ID.
Oh,
she just
right.
goes and gets it as the nickname.
Yeah.
Like, hey, don't put that on my driver's license. I would never get the star unless it said Teet on there. All right, this is an interesting game on the Brett Maga Show. While we're commercial free, I'll give you a chance to win these Anne Juliet tickets when it comes to the Fabulous Fox. Hannah and AB got to see it on Broadway. What's cool about it is it's kind of this women empowerment play and Broadway show that it's like if Juliet just didn't end it all for Romeo, and then it incorporates all these like cover songs. These are like pop songs that we all know. And so we were letting Hannah and AB guess the pop song, and they have to guess the artist. So you name the song, name the artist, and they play on behalf of our listener friends. And if you win, if Hannah wins, then you win the tickets. So you have a chance to win for them or lose for them. Melissa, you got a chance to pick your person yesterday. You chose AB. You're back again today. Welcome back.
Yes. Thank you.
AB lost it for you yesterday. And we all felt bad because we really liked you, but just AB was terrible.
Yeah, that one hurt for me. I felt horrible.
You're gonna get first pick in the draft today, though. You don't have to be stuck with AB. Hannah has been dominating this game. Would you like to take Hannah or AB with the first pick?
No, I'm going to stick with AB. I believe in you.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
If you lose for Melissa 2 days in a row,
I know it's going to be really bad.
You should feel terrible. Okay. Hannah, then you are going to be playing for Stacy. Stacy, you get Hannah. Wow, you got lucky.
Yes. Hannah, we got us, girl.
Yeah. Oh, wow. We got this.
All right, so I will play a portion of the song. You guys say your name as the buzzer. Melissa, you might have to help AB here. And ring in as soon as you know it, okay?
I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman.
You guys don't know this yet?
No. Melissa? Girl? Do you know it?
And someone's putting their phone on speakerphone.
Britney Spears, Not Yet a Woman?
Yes, who was that?
Melissa.
Yes!
Melissa!
Yes, Melissa!
Thank God, Melissa's helping Amy. Melissa said Amy is so bad at this game. Melissa is so, she's like, AB is so bad at the game. Is someone putting their phone on Bluetooth or speakerphone? Do not put your phone on Bluetooth or speakerphone. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to take over.
I felt bad for AB and
That's
Melissa,
why.
So I just stayed quiet for
sure.
that.
Sure.
All right, AB is 1 point away from her first win and getting it for Melissa. All right, ring in when you know the name of the artist and the title of the song.
Everybody. Hannah. Everybody, Backstreet Boys.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Ugh,
the pressure's on.
No, it all goes down to this one song. Hannah's back. All comes down to this. If Hannah wins, Stacy gets the tickets. If AB wins, Melissa will get the tickets. If AB loses, the second day in a row that AB has lost for you, Melissa, and then you should just egg her house or something. All right, here we go. I need the artist and the title.
AB, Teenage Dream, Katy Perry.
Thank God! You did it! Yay! Melissa! Yay!
That's a big song in Glee, guys.
Oh. Wow, Melissa.
Melissa, I'm so excited for you.
Teamwork.
I really did think that she was going to lose it 2 days in a row for you, but look at you. Yes.
She prevailed.
All right. Melissa, hang on hold. We'll get your tickets today, finally. You're going to get hooked up with Anne Juliet, which they both loved.
Yes.
When it comes to the Fabulous Fox, Melissa, AB came through with you. Hannah did lose for you, Stacey, so you know who to blame.
We got this tomorrow, girl.
Oh, there you go. Maybe Stacey will come back tomorrow. We are still commercial free all morning long. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
If you noticed, Kylie Jenner was by herself at the Met Gala. I'll tell you why in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So, Mr. Timothée Chalamet had a really big week with super important stuff. I'm not talking about going to the Met Gala with his girlfriend, Kylie Jenner. I'm saying that he watched the Knicks game this week. He decided to skip out on going to the Met Gala with Kylie to instead watch the Knicks basketball game with his boys.
This is, I'm now the biggest Timothée Chalamet fan. Like, growing up, we're going to have a secret handshake, all of that.
Why?
Because, first off, the Met Gala just seems uppity and whatever. Like, my worst nightmare. And so, the fact that Timothée Chalamet doesn't want to be at the Met Gala and would rather watch sports, total cool bro move. I do think we have to debate on whether he left his girl hanging or not. But
well, apparently you don't even get to sit with your significant other. Yeah, like, they seat you at different tables, so kind of who cares?
And she's a Kardashian Jenner.
Yeah,
she's
fine.
Good. Going to all of these things. And it's like, we'll meet up at a party afterwards. I don't want to do that Met Gala thing. You want to do the Met? It makes them feel real. Like, she likes that stuff. You go and do that. I like sports. I want to watch the Knicks game. The game was awesome, by the way. They, like, won in a comeback fashion. He was, like, freaking out.
Oh, he posted on his Instagram story. He was like, I'm pooping myself. This game's so insane.
It was so crazy. It was a crazy game. So I just feel like Timothée Chalamet's, like, a regular dude. And I also give props to Kylie. I don't know if they were having, like, a couple fight. Like, I can't believe you didn't come, blah, blah, blah. And she was annoyed with them. But if she's cool, like, you watch your game, I'm going to go to the gala, and then we'll meet up afterwards for those after parties. Like, that's cool of Kylie Jenner. That is less, like, Kylie Jenner kind of seems like bougie.
Well, we don't know that she's like that, but my perspective on this is, okay, if it's just for the Met Gala, cool. But if Timothy is not wanting to, like, be in big paparazzi spotlight red carpet vibes, Kylie Jenner is not the woman to date, because that is her MO, that is her thing, that is what she does. So
he goes to everything with her. They've been on, like, so many award shows and everything
together.
That's
all for him, though.
Yeah.
That's not for her.
Oh, so you're saying, like, he's obligated to be there?
Yeah, maybe he only goes when he's obligated.
Oh, so, like, this is my
thing?
That
wouldn't be good.
Yeah. So let's hope that that's not the case.
What does she have? She's still
kind
of, it's not like Kylie Jenner's ever at an award show for Kylie Jenner, like, best reality TV star. Like, what'd she have?
Timothy, you had one thing to go to, and you blew it. You blew it, man.
And he's with the boys.
You blew it.
Sports ruins everything is all I'm going to say. It's been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Drink beers and watch the Knicks game with Timothée Chalamet. He seems cool. Who is Mother's Day for, especially if you're a guy? Like, is your responsibility to your wife, the mother of your kids, or your mom? Like, this is your mom. Should you still be treating her and pampering her like she's your mother? Because she is. 314-531-9898. I thought I had a controversial hot take, but this is, like, kind of trending and people are talking about it because a woman was asking the question that she's having this argument with her husband, and it was pretty split on where their roles and responsibilities lie to Mother's Day, because he was like, look, you're not my mom. You're our kid's mom. I got to take care of my mom. She's raised me. She's done everything for me. She's sacrificed so much for me. And so this is who I need to prioritize on this day, because they have completely different visions for what they want to do for Mother's Day.
Mm.
Mother-in-law wants to go to the typical Mother's Day brunch. Mother-in-law wants to go to a place that mom does not want to go and do completely different things. And so they are not on the same page on what they want to do for their day. And he feels like, as a husband, he's torn, but he's like, look, this is what I do. I go to my mom on my Mother's Day brunch. It's like the one day of the year. They have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. Kids are younger. Who does his responsibilities and priorities should they lie with? 314-531-9898.
This is a hard
tough question.
Topic. Yep. This is a hard thing. I could see it both ways. I'm guessing this isn't something where I could just be like, oh, split time.
No, cannot split time. You have to make a decision. Who are you letting down?
You know, it's really hard because if you leave your wife to go with your mother, then you're just like letting her watch your kids on Mother's Day by herself.
Like bailing? Like, yeah. Or you drag her to your mother's Mother's Day brunch. Not even her own. Like you're dragging her to your mother-in-law's Mother's Day brunch. Kevin, what do you do?
What do I do? This is the time I only feel good that my mother has passed, so it's not an issue.
I actually thought the same thing.
That's how big of a deal this is.
That's how big of a deal this is.
Yes.
It's so tough. I'm the guy who would be like this. I think your responsibility, sadly, has to go with your mom. Now, here's
really?
The thing, and I say this because mom raised you.
Say that to Sarah's face.
And I think Sarah would understand that too. But, you know, it's like, well, whose mom's more important, your wife's mom or your mom?
Then it becomes have two different
a,
moms.
Then it becomes even a bigger issue. I think, but that's how you got to split it. I think you got to go with your mom. When your kids get older, they'll have to make this exact same decision. Yeah.
I would feel absolutely horrible if my mom was like, yay, I made brunch reservations at my favorite restaurant. And I was like, I'm actually not going to celebrate you today, even though you raised me for this long and I talk to you every day and I love you so much. That's awful.
I do agree, but my controversial hot take, when you're torn in this situation, it's the mother of your kids. They shift into a different person who plays that mother figure.
So your mom wouldn't get celebrated at all?
I think like...
Like, here's a bouquet of flowers, peace out?
So the truth is, in most cases, there are ways to make both work, but if both women want different things, I do think that the person who gets the secondary day, like, oh, we'll celebrate Mother's Day on the... You know, the next Sunday or the next Saturday is the mom who raised you because the mother of your...
Not in my house.
No, because the mother of your kids also gave birth to your kids. And you know what's trending right now is that like epidural needle thing that people keep posting this. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the epidural. Like,
your mom went through that for you, though. It's so, the exact same thing.
I know
thing.
It's tough, but I feel like your kids are not old enough. Your mom has been celebrated. That's what moms do. And this mom who's only got a 6-year and a 4-year-old, this is like Mother's Day number 7 for her, not mother who has had 40 Mother's Day.
I'm rocking with the OG mom.
OG
mom.
I think
you celebrate your mom. You don't know how many you have left.
Right.
Ooh, that's a great point, too.
Great point.
I think you better soak that in. And also, at least for my mom, I know one of her like biggest fears is like feeling that like we all move on past her, like when we create our own family. So I don't ever want her to forget, you know, how much we appreciate her for raising us. So
I think
I'm rocking with the OG mom.
See, I think they want my dad.
Why can't the wife be celebrated at a later
date?
That would be way easier to coordinate. You live with her.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you celebrate mom in the home who's grinding it out day in and day out with the kids. The kids can't do anything. They're 6 and 4. A Hannah, A B, Kevin, all three different disagree. So you go with OG mom. 314-531-9898. Even asking the question had people uncomfortable in the studio. And
I've never had such a hard time with the topic. I'm like,
everyone's like, oh, this sucks. And Kevin, what did you say?
I said, it's the only time I'm glad my mother has passed because I don't have to make that decision for her.
This mom has asked on social and it's going trending. It's like, hey, my mother-in-law, my husband's mom, and I are not on the same page about what we want to do for Mother's Day. She wants to do typical Mother's Day brunch. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to go. It's my day. I want to celebrate me as a mom with my kids and my husband. And her husband feels torn. He's like, well, what do I do? Do I just leave my mom hanging? 314-531-9898. When it comes down to Mother's Day, where do your priorities lie? We have to... Like, everyone wants to say both, okay? Everyone, that's the ideal world. But there's only so much time in a day. There's only so many things you can do. If mother of your kids wants to do something that's going to take up or do it at the exact same time mom wants to do brunch, where is dad at? Where is husband at? Where is son at? Let's take some phone calls on this. And who do you think your priorities lie with?
Well, we're all raised to put family first. And when you get older and you get married, you have your own family. And oftentimes there's a little bit of tension in it with in-laws.
Yeah, always.
That's a normal thing. But any mother that would demand that her son or daughter spend the day with her instead of being with her family, I think that's a little testy.
Nice word.
Kevin, your mother raised you to be a good man. Mm-hmm. And you have your own family now, and you have to set an example for your children. Mm. Family comes first. Immediate family, and then everybody else. Because you're not going to put somebody else over your family.
That's not what my mother would say, but okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's grab... let's go ahead, Loretta. Loretta, what's your opinion on this?
Like I said, my son wrote a text to his wife, his mother-in-law, and myself, and he said, for the three most important mothers in my life, I'd like to cook you dinner. Mm-hmm. And he included all of us. And
he's covering all his bases.
He knows that you can't. You know you can't get catty in a group chat. It's a lot harder to do that. You kind of like, oh, like we didn't want to go to this, do the same thing. You know, they're both saying that behind the scenes, but inside the group chat, like we're down to do whatever.
He's a smart man.
The other part was, I said, "What can I bring?" He goes, "Nothing. I've got it all covered." That made my heart happy.
Mm. Aww. Aww.
Yeah, you've raised a good one, man. That's awesome. Nikki, who do you think the Mother's Day priority should lie with?
I mean, that grandma already had her time in the trenches. It's mom's turn now. And also, I want to say that you mentioned, like, you don't know how many Mother's Day you have left with your mother or with grandma. Mm-hmm. But you also don't know how many Mother's Day you have left with your mom of small children. And so if that mom, that young mom, spends all of her Mother's Day celebrating grandma, then she doesn't get any Mother's Days to celebrate just her.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Nikki, with the mic drop. Everyone's like,
wow.
This conversation, the bottom line is this conversation made everyone uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Don't make me choose between the two most important people in my life.
We're all scared.
Yes.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we put 2 minutes on the clock, and then we see what's trending. What are people talking about? We do it in 2 minutes because we know, well, life is busy. So I'll read off a headline, and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or not. Like, how much do you have to drink before someone starts looking better? Like beer goggles.
Ooh, how much?
It's actually a thing. So, like, when you drink,
people
start
more
looking
attractive?
People come more attractive to you. They found that two drinks of beer, like two pints of beer, the person becomes 25% more attractive. Nice. Four glasses of wine, the same thing. So, someone has four glasses of wine, they're all of a sudden like,
that's a lot.
Well, hey, I would like to be 25% more attractive. Let's just do this whole bottle here while we're sitting at the table. The psychology behind the ick.
Okay, usually I don't believe science, but I believe in the ick, so okay. Let's see.
A lot of people talk about the ick. That's basically saying, like, you're head over heels with somebody, and then suddenly you're grossed out with them. The psychology is that, like, if you get the ick a lot, they're saying, they say that you most likely experience sky-high standards, and you are prone to disgust from people, and so that's what you're looking for, is your standards are too high for that person, and then that's why you're getting the ick from that person. You've set the standard for them, and then when they do something weird, you're like, I got the ick. Mm. But it's because of the standard you set for them.
I must be setting standards too high because I'm a big ick getter.
So everyone's giving him the ick. A kid in Kentucky accidentally ordered 70,000 suckers on Amazon.
That's a whoopsie, but keep it moving. He probably already is in so much trouble. He doesn't want us to talk about it.
I feel like he didn't do it on accident. He's like, my Amazon account was left open, Mom. Send me some suckers. Right. 70,000.
Boom, boom, boom.
Fast food drive-thru, AI employees take over. Does it go good or bad?
I don't know. How does it go?
AI took over for fast food, and a lot of companies are talking about doing this, where AI will take your order, they'll get your order ready for you, and then a robot's going to hand you your Chick-fil-A, basically. Did not go well. 22% of the time, AI had to be like, ask a human for help. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Chick-fil-A doesn't need any help doing anything.
AI could not hang with just a Chick-fil-A. They're like a pit crew there.
Yeah.
Like, AI would be too slow. Like, you're slowing us down, computer. Get out of the way.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I know you're going to be shocked by this, but I don't actually speak woman. It's a whole different language.
Really?
Yeah. It's this whole language to itself. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And sometimes when women are saying something, they're secretly saying something to each other. True?
True.
True. All right. So I have 11 phrases I'm going to run through for you guys, Hannah and AB. And you tell me if these, what they actually mean, what they translate to. And see if you agree with this list. These are 11 phrases that women say to each other when they secretly hate the other woman, but they're trying to be nice, like they're passive aggressive.
Trying to be civil.
Like, wow, you're so confident. Translation,
ooh.
You're too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so confident.
I'd be like, you're so full of yourself is what that really means.
Yeah. So when you would say that to someone, or must be nice is a classic way of hinting that jealousy or bitterness.
Yeah. Try not to say that one.
You try not to. Yeah. When you say must be nice, that's not actually nice at all. Good for you. Translation. I actually don't care.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really? Man, you guys really do. We actually just say good for you when we were a guy. I could never pull that off. Translation.
Ooh.
And you shouldn't either.
Yeah. That's a cut deep one.
Really? You guys are both. No, none of you have
sometimes
disagreed.
Sometimes I do think that could be sincere, though.
Okay. You haven't changed a bit.
Ooh.
Translation.
You still suck.
And I'm not sure I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You changed a bit is a way for saying, yeah, you suck still.
Mm-hmm.
You always make interesting choices.
Ooh. I've never said that to someone or had that be said to me, but that obviously cuts deep.
That's them saying, like, hey, I don't agree with your decision. And so there's just saying, you're like, hey, you always
reevaluate your life.
Bless your heart.
That's like a Southern thing.
Yeah, bless your heart's really big in the South. I live in the South. That's what they say, like, you're an idiot. Like, bless your heart. Yeah, when you're an idiot.
You're something.
I'm just trying to help. A woman says that to extremely insult to a person that she hates immediately. I'm just trying to help. Is this guy's bitterness for their false appearance or genuine helpfulness?
No, I don't really agree with that one.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Ooh.
I didn't really want to see you here.
Yeah, I invited you.
Yeah, I invited you. That's one way of doing it. Translation.
It's the wrong way of doing
it. Yeah, translation, it's the wrong way of doing it. And I'm so happy for you. Really?
Ooh.
When you say that, you're really not happy for them.
That's ugly. Don't say that to people.
Don't say I'm really happy for you.
If you're
really
not, then just don't say anything at all.
Okay. I'm really happy for you, though. Really?
Okay, if a guy says it, then yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us every single morning. Commercial freestyle on the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
SZA owes Beyonce some big time money. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So there's this viral video going around that's trying to drag Beyonce for having a lot of writers listed for her music. So basically what this video is saying is that Beyonce needs to thank every person that's ever stepped into the studio with her because that's why she's successful, which is obviously ridiculous. But SZA commented back on this video swinging in Beyonce's defense and actually like low-key shooting herself in the foot by saying, I literally owe half of my publishing off of interpolation alone on my album, and she's never pressed me. So basically what SZA is saying is SZA used a beat from one of Beyonce's songs and she owes Beyonce money for that, but Beyonce hasn't like pressed her for
come
it.
And collected or anything like that. Yeah. And I also think that I've heard stories about Jay-Z and Beyonce in studio. I don't know what it's like to be in a recording studio, but they said they're both like super impressive, like can dominate a room, have a vision. So I don't think it's like, oh, they need a bunch of people to help them.
No.
I actually feel like sometimes I feel like it's the opposite because Beyonce is Beyonce and doesn't need the credit. All those people get money and royalties for writing credit. So Beyonce's like, I could have just wrote down myself and I get all the money because I have 10 people on it. Now 10 people get a paycheck from that song. And now I'm feeding a bunch of mouths. That's how I take it is when Beyonce does that.
I also think like, okay, if people are trying to say that Beyonce isn't actually the talented one, she's the one behind the mic. She's the one that's made an everlasting career. If she has just random people helping her all the time, she wouldn't steadily be successful. So I just think this whole thing is whack. But I love the girl-on-girl support from SZA, like opting herself out to be like, I owe her money and she still doesn't even care. So that was awesome that they both supported each other. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. About 24% of us are so impatient we have done this.
Steal something?
Steal something?
Oh.
Do you know that Hannah's guess both for both answers of the Mega Minds today?
Yeah,
we did it twice. Was
stealing something.
Well, he clearly has a problem. We asked
I'm not admitting anything.
Yeah.
I just think it's a fitting answer.
I think my answer is probably more, I'm going to say cut in line.
cut in line. All right.
Okay. I'm really trying to think here. I feel like you've been so impatient that like you already ordered something online, but it's not getting here fast enough. So then you just go to the store and you buy it again.
You can't wait for Amazon. Although Amazon, man, with those
24-hour Prime, yeah.
Sometimes they're like, they're great. Sometimes you don't even click buy yet, and it's already at your doorstep. You're like, I was thinking I was going to buy this.
AB and I saw in New York City Amazon Prime on a bike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get your package.
Yeah, they'll make sure it happens. 24% of us are so impatient, we have done this.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. About 24% of us are so impatient, we do this. What do we do?
Tabitha texted in and said, run a red light. Ooh. We also have a text saying, use the opposite gender bathroom when there's a long line. Mm-hmm. Bobo texted in and said, Hannah, you're so beautiful. Why, thank you. And
Bobo said that?
Wait, he did. I thought he said something else, but that's all he said. He didn't even give an answer to the Mega Mine.
Period.
He was so impatient to tell you that. Yeah. At the time.
I wouldn't have read that. I thought he had an answer, but he just was shooting a shot.
Wow.
Go Bobo. Yeah. The answer is read the last page of a book.
My sister freaking does that.
That's psychotic.
How does this thing end? Is it worth my time or not? Okay, this seems interesting.
Can't stand those people.
How do you feel about Bobo, though?
I bet he wouldn't do that.
He's like, I'll do whatever you want me to do, Hannah. Someone said something to my daughter at the park, and it's something I'll never forget. Tell you what it was right after the weekend in Ariana Grande on Y98 St. Louis.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.